now the in-depth on KSL. It was a rare show of bipartisanship in Washington, the House overwhelmingly passing the bill calling on the Chinese owners of TikTok to give up the app. Right there voting on the House floor this morning, our very own Congressman John Curtis, and I spoke with him this afternoon. He told me he's been getting a lot of calls from constituents.
As soon as we explained to them that it's not a ban, I think all but a few, maybe even all of them, have not had a problem with that. But it also shows you exactly why Congress is doing this for an entity owned and with the data coming to the CCP, for them to be able to mandate actions on behalf of their app users is scary. And what happens the day they say that to influence our elections or otherwise do us harm? Exactly why you had such a dominant vote in the House today.
So, in essence, you're worried that they could say, you must vote for a certain candidate before we'll allow you access to the app. Things like that, perhaps more nuanced. Yes. Okay, so I understand that TikTok actually pulled its lobbyists out of the House because they didn't have a chance, and they've all moved over and they're swarming the Senate trying to keep this from passing. Have you seen these people around the halls?
I have not, but I think they know to stay away from my office. It's not a fertile ground for them. And I wish them luck over in the Senate. I can pretty well guarantee if they pull the same stunt in the Senate, they'll get a similar vote count over there. And hopefully the Senate is watching what happened over here in the House and that influences their vote.
What do you think the prospects are for this becoming law and TikTok being forced to divest or disappear?
It's very high. I think there's already some prominent senators that have weighed in that say they support the bill. And I think you'll start seeing the momentum.
There's Congressman John Curtis. I spoke with him right before the show. The stunt he mentioned, they made TikTokers reach to their congressmen in order to access the app.